This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Four five zero three seven three three. Kicking off our number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and we're talking about the nurse. And I know it's been a story that we covered a few weeks ago, but it's back in the news because, well, the police unions, they're not happy. Specifically, the Salt Lake Police Association, not happy that body cam footage of one of their officers roughing up a nurse at, I forget which hospital it was, I think it was University of Utah Hospital. Well, that video came out well over a month after she was assaulted. They're just not happy that it wound up coming out at all.
Right, and it didn't come out because the city released it. It came out because Wubble had requested it. Wubble's being the nurse.
Yes.
She had requested the video from the city, and they released it, probably following their own procedures for, you know, it's like a Freedom of Information Act or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and... Yep. Again, the police union, head of the police union, Stephen Harvey, sent a letter to the city's mayor and police chief complaining that the video was released. And we just barely got into the actual update from Reason about this. Heather had the question of, did they ever draw blood from the guy?
Right.
And Heather, you wound up finding an update
from NBC, yeah.
Where apparently, and I knew that he was unconscious when he got to the hospital back in July. I don't think I remembered the severity of his injuries
burned
at the time.
On, like, most of his body,
right? So
too.
Let's back up and just repeat what the injuries were. And unfortunately, he wound up passing earlier this week.
Okay, so as far as this actually doesn't say what his injuries.
Well, you
just
said burned
left him
over
with burns 50. Over nearly half his body.
Yeah.
So he finally succumbed to those injuries, but now it's basically just. It seems like the issue at hand now is whether or not, you know, the footage should have been released as quickly as it was. And it seems like
a month after an incident is not quick.
Right. And Daryl, as you pointed out when we were talking during the pause, was, you know, the police will release incriminating evidence of what they feel is incriminating. Let's talk about the case of Mal Hewer, you know, where what was the gentleman's name who got shot?
Lavoie Finicum
got
Didn't
shot.
Did they live stream that?
It was almost live streamed. It was like within an hour after it was done, they showed video from a drone over the place where they ambushed these guys.
Yep.
And showed a man getting shot. And it was, when the government does this, this is to taint juries.
They basically live streamed the Waco assault.
Sure. But that's the whole thing. The point is, it is to taint juries. It's to put information out there that nobody could ignore, their evidence, so that everybody sees it. And that sways public opinion. It taints juries. It helps them get their conviction. God forbid when a U.S. citizen decides that, you know what, this wasn't right, I'm going to request some video of this to show people what actually happened.
Right.
And now the police are all bent out of shape because, oh, God, you can't just put that stuff out there without due process.
And again, this woman, Alex Wubbles, she was assaulted, arrested, initially charged with resisting arrest. 20 minutes later, they dropped that charge. I believe she has a lawsuit against either the police department or the specific officers. I'm not entirely positive.
Yeah.
But, you know, on things like that, what do you need? You need evidence. Who has the evidence? Well, the police department had these body cams that they had their officers wear. Hey, I need to get this so that I can cite things exactly as they happen, so I can put this in my case here. And so she, again, a month after the incident, wound up getting the video, and that's how somehow it wound up getting released on the internet.
Well, this is interesting. The letter claims that the city had not followed, quote, an agreed upon and carefully scripted process for investigating the conduct of police officers. At the news conference, Hartney focused on if the city should have released the footage so soon after the state's Government Records Access and Management Act, considering the release, could have interfered with the internal affairs investigation. Well, Wubbles gained that videotape by using, or that recording, using that exact same law. So what? It's okay for her, it's not okay for her to use that, but it's okay for them to use it when it works out for them.
Right, and this is, you know, just another case of there's one set of rules for them and one set of rules for everybody else.
Right, and from the same story, the city said they had no good reason to not deny the video footage to Wubbles. I don't doubt it.
Now, I wonder if that investigation is still ongoing, because according to my article here, it says that the Salt Lake Police Association President Stephen Hartney believes that the footage of the arrest shouldn't have been released until the investigation is complete. But sometimes those investigations can take months and months and months and months.
They usually last long enough for it to fade from the public view, fade from our collective memory, and then they'll do the what often happens. I'm not saying this happens all the time, but you know, we put him on administrative leave. We put him on a desk job for a while, and he's done a great job, so we'll bring him back at full pay and everything else.
Right. And
happens
would,
too often.
Would not surprise me if their internal investigation lasts just long enough to where the statute of limitations run out, to where nobody can wind up then filing a lawsuit of, well,
right,
if we continue with the lawsuit right now, that's going to interfere with this internal investigation. We can't have that, so you've got to wait until the investigation is over before we can actually have this hearing in court. And then, you know, you're waiting. Oh, statute of limitations ran out, and then we decide he did nothing wrong.
And I'll tell you, and people get really frustrated. I know a lot of people get really frustrated when they hear about these big civil lawsuit cases against police officers. You know, like the case hasn't even gone to trial, and already, you know, the family's suing these officers for violating this person's civil rights. Well, the sad fact is, in today's system, that's almost the only way people can get any justice done.
Right. Let's look at Baltimore real quick,
right,
to where the family of Freddie Gray wound up getting, what was it, $6.5 million, roughly, for a civil rights violation lawsuit. But there were no criminal convictions, and the Department of Justice said there's not enough evidence to show that any civil rights were violated. Well, why was there a $6.5 million settlement in a civil rights violation lawsuit?
And before somebody calls in to correct us, yes, we realize there's different burdens of proof for all sorts of different court systems and things like that, and we recognize that. But in the end, these civil suits, because of bad behavior by public officials, people that you and I pay their paychecks, it costs you in the end. It costs you huge.
Well,
and this is another reason why we need to hold our public officials accountable.
The DOJ, and I don't have the wording in front of me, but the DOJ report said, because the officers didn't intend to kill Freddie Gray, and even though they may have acted recklessly, they didn't intend to kill him, so therefore no federal charges. If I acted recklessly,
right,
and someone wound up dying, even though I didn't have intent, I can guarantee you I would be charged with at least manslaughter.
Right.
If you have too much to drink and you get behind the wheel and kill somebody, you'll be doing a couple years in jail.
That's what I was just going at. Yeah, yeah. Probably more than a couple years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know a friend of mine from high school or whatever, she ended up getting into a car accident with some of her friends, and somebody died in it, and they had been drinking at a party, and she ended up doing time in jail for it.
And I'm sure it was probably more time in jail than a lot of police officers or other public officials face when they do the same thing.
Yeah. There's more on this article out of Salt Lake, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you agree with the police chief here that they should not have released the video to the woman that was assaulted by the police? This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think the fiction is easier because the stories kind of tell themselves because of what I do. Now, it may, if I didn't do what I did for a living and I said, well, let me imagine what happens with a whistleblower. Let me imagine what happens when a pharmaceutical company kills people with a dangerous pharmaceutical. Let me imagine what happens when a mega corporation pollutes an entire waterway for 300,000 people. Let me imagine that. It's tough to imagine, but it's very easy to write when you're actually in the middle of that and you're experiencing what's happening firsthand. When you write a fiction book and it's based on reality, it just seems to very often write itself.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the police in Salt Lake City that, well, they're not happy that a nurse who was assaulted by a police officer in Salt Lake City wound up using their version of the Freedom of Information Act request, specifically in Utah. It's called the GRAMA, the Government Records Access and Management Act. Well, they say that she shouldn't have been able to get the footage using the law that allows her to get the footage. We'll get back into the article. But how would you like to wind up being able to look at surveillance footage of your house on your phone? You can do that with the Blink Home Security System. You can get the system delivered right to your door. You can download an app and wind up, you know, even if you have a somewhat complicated router system, you can still wind up being done in less than 15 minutes. And you can get notifications whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera, or you can just wind up checking in and watching the camera on your phone. And, well, we've got a deal for you if you want this. You get three Blink cameras for what the other guys charge for one, plus get an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink Protect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
And a little bit more on this story, and we talked about how this is the nurse in Salt Lake City who was roughed up by a couple of cops, placed under arrest because she refused to violate hospital rules.
Specifically, a policy that the hospital and the police department had signed, like an agreement of understanding of,
right,
here's the situations where we allow you to take blood from someone you bring here.
Right. And they went through all this, and Bubbles, the nurse, was the one who requested, you know, video from the city, and they got it. It is kind of interesting, and this is more from the reason. The two officers weren't even put on administrative leave until after Bubbles went public with the video footage. So, in other words, the city had seen this, the police had seen it, but they didn't do anything. They didn't even take these cops off the street until the video was released.
Well, we've got to have a complaint before we can just put somebody on administrative leave.
Yeah. No,
and none of
don't.
The officers are going to file a complaint because that would be crossing the thin blue line and violating the brotherhood.
Exactly. And I am not anti-all police. I am anti-bad police, and I am also anti-police that watch bad police do this stuff and not do anything about it.
Yeah.
The video shows
police not doing anything about the bad police.
Right. And while Wobbles was pleased that the Salt Lake City police have been responsive to her claims of abuse, she and other hospital staff were concerned about other law enforcement agencies, including university police. Campus police did absolutely nothing during the arrest, and since then the hospitals implemented new policies to limit police access to parts of the hospital. Public pressure and response is important to holding police officers accountable. They are public servants, and Hartney's responses, like we've seen from other police union leaders, misuse the concept of due process to try to conceal information from the people to whom the police are supposed to answer.
Yes.
I mean, if I were the people that lived in that town, like, I'd be protesting the chief there. Like, how did you see this footage, like, a month before it went public, and you never put those officers on leave? Like, wouldn't you think that would be the first thing he would do is, like, hey, you guys totally should have, you know, done X, Y, and Z. Like, this woman showed you the policy. This is the law. You know, you'd think the chief of all the officers would know a little bit more, since he's the one in the higher position of authority.
And probably ultimately accountable for the actions of all of his officers.
Yeah, so I think, in my opinion, in a situation like this, this is when the town needs to get off their butt, get out, protest on election day. On election day, don't just protest in the street, you know, cause a little scene and then go back to your life. That does absolutely nothing.
Right.
Protest when it counts on election day and make sure the people investigating this don't get reelected, you know, campaign against these people that aren't doing their job, that aren't doing a good job policing the police, the community. This is like proactive protesting. And right. I've been seeing a lot of protesters in the news, and it just seems like so much of it is wasted energy. It's right. so unorganized. It doesn't do anything. And we have, you know, situations like this. That it'll get a couple articles, right? People will share it, but when it comes down to make a change, nothing happens.
Right, and when I don't know when elections are, but it's maybe it's in November, maybe it's another month or so away, a little over a month. Maybe mm-hmm. it's not until next year. And mm-hmm. how many people are going to, you know, because we're barraged by so much every day in the news,
but
that these things just get lost in the shuffle. But
in what locations is the police chief an elected
position? I don't know. They,
position?
You can find out who has the authority to remove the police chief
exactly.
and you demand them to take action.
I knew right where you were going with that.
Yeah.
And I agree totally. If it's the mayor that appoints the police chief, then hold the mayor accountable for the police chief's actions.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I think would be a much better way of holding government in general accountable. Is if people stop blanket judging, like, quote-unquote, government. Like, government itself is an idea, right? It's an idea, like communism, capitalism. These are all ideas. Government is not a tangible thing. You can't destroy government because it's like saying you can destroy an idea. You can't. If people are willing to conform,
if you could, somebody would have died by now.
Exactly.
Mr. Creedy,
so you can't be like, we're going to, you know, fight government. No, that doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, you know, you're going to fight Christmas. Like, good luck. Like,
they do try to fight Christmas
you
every year.
You need to hold people accountable for their actions. And this is a perfect example. Hold the police accountable. If the chief of police isn't holding him accountable, hold accountable the person who holds the chief of police
right,
accountable.
Exactly.
Like, we have a way that we can go about reform here and making changes if people would just stop thinking, standing on a soapbox, screaming into a megaphone,
right.
and protesting in the streets is going to solve anything.
And by the way, don't stop doing that. That's all well and good.
Just don't
put your megaphone down and go throw a rock through a shoe store so you can get a new set of Nikes. That stuff drives me nuts. I mean, but I hope
that... Speaking about the war on Christmas, when does Starbucks officially launch that this year?
Oh, that's right. That happened last
because,
year.
When they
well,
put
it's happened.
Christmas
they've never put Christmas on. They've never said Merry Christmas. They've never said Happy Birthday Jesus on their cups. And the fact that some people are like, well, they're... cup around the holidays not sufficiently celebrating the way I think they should celebrate, so therefore war on Christmas. It's utterly ridiculous.
Isn't it a red cup? Don't they switch over to, like, red cups during the Christmas season?
From green to red.
Okay, well, those are both Christmas colors.
But it doesn't say Happy Birthday Jesus, and so therefore war on Christmas.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you gotta have some
something.
Really thin skin to be offended by friggin' Christmas.
Well, I gotta say, I hate describing memes, but I'm gonna describe a meme today that I saw, and that was a picture of, like, you know, the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And it's saying, "Are you a left snowflake or are you a right snowflake?" That's
Which
how I
one?
Feel lately.
Are you a left snowflake?
I'm
or
a Christian,
right
so we're all snowflakes.
Snowflake. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you just want to build a snowman. This is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled MAGmiracle.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you're not listening to the show live, because some of the radio stations that carry us don't carry us live from 7 to 10 p.m. every night of the week. So maybe you're not able to call in when we are live, but you still want to give your feedback. Well, you can still do that through the audio on demand listen line. Just call 641-793-9660. I'll give that number to you one more time. Write it down, unless you're driving, and then, you know, keep your hands on the wheel. 641-793-9660. And it's not just Free Talk Live that you can catch on this audio on demand listen line. It's all of the shows that are live on the Liberty Radio Network. Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and several others. 641-793-9660. On demand, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then if you want to leave feedback, just press zero. And then several of the hosts wind up getting those messages. I'll give that number one more time. 641-793-9660. Talking about the nurse in Salt Lake that was assaulted back in July. The video came out of about a month ago, and then the head of the police union just recently sent a letter to the Salt Lake City mayor and police chief complaining that the video of the arrest of nurse Alex Wubles was made public, saying that it made pariahs out of Detective Jeff Payne and his watch commander at the time of the incident, Lieutenant James Tracy.
Just to be clear, these are guys that had no charges brought against them, faced no discipline until the video came out.
Correct, and I still don't think they have any criminal charges against them, but I do
not
think she's filing a civil suit.
Right, but not even administrative admonition by the police up until the video came out.
Correct, and they're conducting an internal investigation, and again, the head of the police union is saying that by releasing the video before everything has wound up working its way through the system, it's violating their due process. Heather, you had a little bit more that you wanted to mention here about the...
Yeah, just tuning in,
right,
we just found out while on the air that he actually, the officer, the patient...
He being the patient whose blood Nurse Wubles was not allowing to be drawn in violation of hospital policy.
Yes, yeah. Passed away this past Monday, and I just found discovered this article today, and so... This actually goes on to say a little bit about him, because it sounds like he actually was a decent human being. It says, Gray, 43, served with police in the southeastern Idaho city of Rigby. Chief Sam Tower said he was dedicated to the community of about 4,000 people and plowed snow from a sidewalk last winter so neighborhood kids wouldn't have to walk in the street. Bill was truly the best of mankind, Rigby police said in a Facebook post. Always willing to help, always willing to go the extra mile. Bill was a big man with a bigger heart. Everything about him was generous and kind. And Tower previously thanked Wubles for her effort to protect Gary's rights and prevent his blood from being drawn.
And to be clear, what they wanted to do was this man, who sounds like a decent guy, I agree with you there, has burns over almost 50% of his body, which is pretty much fatal.
Right.
And I cannot imagine, I can't even envision that. But she was stopping police officers who were demanding that somebody run over there and start sticking needles in that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her and good for her for, you know, standing up. And she... I don't doubt that she knew that it was escalating. You can see it in the video. And that she could get in trouble. And she was facing guys that got guns with them.
And she called her supervisor because she knew what the policy was. She just wanted to make sure that the supervisor told the cops what the policy was. And, well, they didn't want to hear it.
Didn't care.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Bob calling in from Milwaukee. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Bob in Milwaukee. Going once.
Bob?
I'm going to put Bob back on hold just in case there's some kind of issue on his end. I'll also reach out to the board op, find out if there's, you know, a problem somehow through the network. Is there a little bit more to touch on? Or Heather, you actually wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was kind of curious, you know, like thinking like when this officer made a recovery, you know, what he would have had to say about the whole thing. And now it's kind of sad now that he's passed away where he's not even going to get a chance to meet the nurse who defended his rights. You know what I mean?
It's kind of interesting. I've the majority of places I've lived have had good and decent police officers. And in a couple places I've lived, there have been some that just kind of weren't.
I think you're going to have that everywhere, though, because honestly, with a profession like that, it's going to attract, like, sociopaths. It's going to attract these, like, people that have mental health issues and the desire to have power over other people.
I agree with you on that. I just think I think that's probably the experience. Like, I say that, and you're like, yeah, that's probably it. And I suspect most people probably know of a good police officer, mm-hmm. and they probably are aware of one that's not. And, you know, it's just one of those things that if you don't take care of the problem because you're afraid that this guy has power and might make your life horrible, you know, you're not helping, you know, and it sucks. You don't want to be the person who narcs on somebody else, but But sometimes, you know, the only way to affect change is to make a little bit of a stink about things and hold these folks, you know, make them do their jobs. They're not, if they're allowing this stuff to continue, then they're not doing their job as good police officers.
That, and I think the other thing I was going to say, though, is, like, I do think even in, like, you know, this police chase, I don't recall why they were chasing the guy to begin with. Do you guys?
I don't recall that being mentioned specifically at all, other than... It was some kind of high-speed chase, and if there's an accident and the person that, you know, winds up being the other party in the accident, if they're the ones at fault, then the police can say, well, we're not the reason the guy got into an accident.
Right.
The other person was drunk, and so for all we know, they swerved into the suspect here. Let's try Bob one more time. He did call back, so hopefully he's got a better connection. Now, Bob, calling in from Milwaukee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Dan. Do you hear me now?
Yes, yep. Got you loud and clear. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, good. Three thoughts. Pick one or more. One, you guys are really understating the outrageousness, the absolute, complete, utter outrageousness of the Salt Lake City incident.
Mm-hmm.
Second line of thought, if you want to get into it.
Just go with the first one.
Okay. One, as I recall from my intensive readings, at the time the incident was first occurred, the victim who just passed was, in fact, a cop. He was driving along the road doing his thing, and the opposing driver crossed the line and smashed into him. He was the victim. He was not the perpetrator.
Second,
he wasn't just a nice guy. He was actually, I believe it was a deputy or a reserve police officer.
Right. Yep. Something that we also suggested or mentioned on the air.
Okay. Third, while the altercation was going on, there was another officer standing there looking on.
Yeah.
Two of them. Yeah,
the nurse,
two of them.
And the supervisor advised them, guys, this isn't just hospital policy. This is the law. It's actually been adjudicated. I think that's the seventh. No, I don't remember what circuit.
Right.
And at the Supreme Court. And they both said, you can do a breathalyzer. There's implied consent. But if you want to do an invasive procedure, you have to get authorization. That's usually called a warrant. The topic of whether the police can be criminally charged.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll come right back.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private, it is easy, the fees are low, and transactions are fast, and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Bob calling in from Milwaukee. Continue with your thoughts.
So I was saying, there is just an enormous amount of really damning evidence that this cop, that this cop was doing it wrong, really, really wrong.
Right.
And yet,
yep,
trying to convict him criminally or even civilly is just not going to happen. It's moot to ask the guy in blue standing next to you to snitch on you when the guy who you're asking to snitch, his life may be in my hands today. Tomorrow,
I get that.
It might be reversed. And so
yeah, no,
there's no way. But it's not just that. It's that the cop who is accused, he has to work with the district attorney
right.
on a day-to-day basis. So they're not going to rock the boat. They can't afford to because they have to work really closely together. And
so we should just accept all this stuff,
like,
right? Is that what we should do? We should just accept it?
I don't have a solution. I'm saying the problem is intractable.
It is. It's systemic. It is systemic. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, if anybody's got a solution to this, as best I can tell, the libertarian idea is that we need cops for internal protection. We need armies, meaning military force. I'm simplifying, oversimplifying.
Sure,
but basically,
that's all right.
We need cops to protect us against peril from the inside. We need armies to protect us from perils on the outside. And everything else is a private matter that adjudicated in a court of law.
I think a lot of libertarians would go a step further and say there's nothing saying that either of those two require a government to do. In other words, you could have a private police force and you could hire mercenaries.
I don't know. My whole philosophy has always been like, I see government, like, I guess. Because, like I said, government is an idea, right? So it's kind of like even families are like governments on a small scale, right? You have a mom and a dad. Who makes the rules of the house? Who, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, people don't like to hear it. Anarchists don't like to hear it. But, yeah, families, systems are like governments.
The difference is
if you have chores, if you have things that you do in your household, that's a working system. I mean, there's different ones out there, and we don't always like the ones that we get put in, we grow up in, we're born into. But, you know, we do what we can to change them and make them better and hope for the best.
You can opt out of families. You can't opt out of...
Government.
You know, some government claiming jurisdiction over you.
Just, no, it's an idea, though. You can communicate an alternative. You can't just, like I said, you can't just fight government. It's like fighting Christmas. But you can propose an alternative. And you have to sell it, essentially, to everybody else that's living amongst you.
No, I shouldn't have to. I should be able to look at the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and say, let's start off with you guys just following
that. That is your idea right now, and you are promoting it, and you are trying to sell it. And
it wasn't my idea. I didn't come up with it. It got come up with. People came up with that 250 years ago,
roughly.
Ballpark.
Yeah, people came up with communism. People came up with capitalism. People came up with all kinds of other systems.
What's the solution when the kid goes to mom and mom says, you're grounded for a week? Is dad supposed to then... reverse mom? We haven't solved that at the individual household level. I don't see a solution for it. No, I mean, the kids will
I'm with you on that one.
It doesn't happen that way. Mom is going to stand behind dad and vice versa.
I don't know. I'm a single parent, so I guess that makes me a dictator.
You are.
The kids are gone. Yeah. Democracy has no place in most families. When you're 18, you're still living under my roof. It's still an autocracy.
As much as I didn't like it when my parents said that, though, they're absolutely right. And I totally rebelled against it. I was like, what? Like, this is like an injustice. I should have rights, blah, blah, blah. But no, they're absolutely right. It was their house.
My mother. A lot of families, they do wind up doing something similar to democracy. And Bob, thank you for the call. They'll say, kids, what do you want for supper tonight? And the kids will say, I want candy. Well, mom and dad vote differently. You lose.
My vote is
that,
worth
that's
more
democracy.
Than yours.
Well, I'm grateful my mom kept me alive all these years.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about the other day. I'm like, wow, my daughter's 8. Like, I've kept her alive for 8 years. Like, I'm doing it right.
I know.
Like, she's alive.
Jeez, I look back at my childhood and my adolescent years and go, wow, somehow.
Like, we're defying odds.
And I
like,
have
every
all
year
my
you get older, you're like a winner. Yeah.
I have all my fingers. I mean, that was the one thing. I was just like, how did I not, like, chop off a
that's
finger
so
doing
funny. You said
something
that. My
stupid.
Mom chopped off her middle finger on a log splitter.
See, right?
Hold on, I've got to hear this story.
No, you don't want to hear it, but it actually is funny. So my mom, one day was cutting firewood. We have a log splitter or whatever, chopped down a tree, and she was cutting a log splitter. Well, apparently it caught the tip of her finger, ripped it right off so quickly that it just started bleeding everywhere. She didn't actually know she lost the tip of it. She just thought it got cut.
Right, just felt
so
the pain.
So she just holds her wrist, right?
Right.
My stepfather, I guess, had come over and saw the blood and was like, quick, grab a paper towel, put it on it, and was like, you know, it's bleeding everywhere, like, let's go to the hospital. So they leave, thinking she's going to need stitches or something. Well, while they were gone, my sister, who was like 15 or 16 at the time, thought my mom was being, like, overdramatic, and decided that she wanted to go out and look at the log splitter to see if she could find any blood. So my sister goes out there, and she sees a piece of my mom's finger hanging on the log splitter. She started hyperventilating in the backyard.
So did they get the finger to the hospital on ice? No.
So they ended up filing down her bone, it kind of like to the middle knuckle, and then they folded the skin over.
Right, so she got a nub.
Yeah, and it's her middle finger, too. She just goes around flipping people off now.
Right.
Yeah. You know? On the bright side, she gets to save 10% the middle knuckle, on a manicure.
There's only two. There's not really a middle one.
Just the tip.
Two in the joint.
So it was like... So it got, like, sliced off just below the fingernail.
Just below the fingernail, okay.
Right. And then they had to grind down the bone, though, to, like, right about here.
Just okay, so it's, so they had to remove like two-thirds of a knuckle.
So she, yeah, she
or two-thirds
like
of a finger.
Two-thirds of her finger.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way,
yeah.
Thank you for...
She has lost more of a finger than I have.
Gross anatomy with Heather. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't even know if she's going to want me sharing this. She put the tip of her finger in a jar.
Oh, who wouldn't?
I would. Oh, I totally would.
I would, too.
Put it in the jar, kind of like the shark on the weird science guy's desk.
This was like a couple years ago, so I was like living down on the Cape, and I like came up to visit. When I come up there, like I remember her telling me about it, but then all of a sudden she like puts the jar on the counter, and I like start running away. I'm like, no. I'm not looking at it.
I would want like the glass globe filled with formaldehyde so I could wear it as a necklace.
Yes.
That would be really cool.
That's disgusting.
Let's go back to the phones. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Doug calling in from New Jersey. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I was listening to the conversation the other day. You guys said you were up at Keene College, exit 18, Providence, Thurber's Ave, Johnson Wells. Two of the girls knocked on my door in the dorm and said, hey, come on, pack up. We're going up by Keene. Some beautiful country up there. I thought I saw a moose when we went for a hike in the woods. Really nice.
Yeah, it is very nice up here.
Pretty country.
Oh, sure. Hey,
yeah, is that what you called about?
Oh, actually, no. My name is Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L, and you asked me the other day.
Let me guess. You've got a YouTube channel. Thank you very much,
is that
Doug.
Oh,
come on. Well, that's all right. Somebody knows what the YouTube channel is. He always gets cut off on the call, so I never know what his YouTube channel is. We'll find it.
It's his name, and he said it and spelled it. So if you're really curious, you can find the archive of the call, because I didn't hit the dump button to go back. So he just had his call dropped. But, yeah, you can go back, listen to the archives if you're really curious what his YouTube channel is that he calls in to talk about all the time. Yeah.
He should buy some ad time. That's what
he should, and I've suggested that before. Yeah. And if you want to promote your YouTube channel or any other good or service that you have,
contact
Mark
at
freetalklive.com. That's M-A-R-K at freetalklive.com. Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. And what do you think about firing NFL players that don't stand up for the national anthem?
Oh.
About 61% of Americans oppose it, but what do Republicans think?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.